to In Transit. I hope you can hear me this week. The meter says you can. I'm here with DeSalle. Say hello, DeSalle.
Hello, hello.
So that was Sonic Youth with Teenage Riot. If you'd been able to hear me last week, you know that every week I'm going to start with some of my favourite first tracks from albums. And that's the first track from one of my very favourite albums, Daydream Nation.
Yeah? It's a good album, I have to say that.
Yeah, it's long, but it's worth it. It's
a bit of an epic.
Yeah, a combination of crushing drums and pounding rhythms, you could say. All right, In Transit. It's called In Transit because I like to talk about bands who are on tour, bands who I've been to see, bands who I'm going to miss, but you should still go see if you can, or just bands who are moving up in my esteem, so to speak. So everyone's on the move in this show. Right. Like, that's enough talking. We'll talk to DeSalle more in a second. But this week, I went to see Built to Spill performing Perfect From Now On, which is probably my favourite album of theirs. And this was my favourite track that they played, Velvet Waltz. Here we go.
Thank you.
Right, we're back. That was Velvet Waltz by Built to Spill. And now we're going to talk to DeSalle. How are you, DeSalle?
I'm very good, very good. Just had a lovely bit of a reading week.
Oh, yeah? What have you been up to?
Went home. Pretty boring. Had a bit of a geek night in with my flatmate playing real-time strategy games. Oh, yeah. So that's how cool I am.
That's very cool.
What else? And I've also went to quite a good little gig night at the Constitution. It's called Bugged Out.
Where's the...
No, Debugged. Sorry.
Debugged.
Got a bit confused there.
Where's the Constitution?
It's just on St. Pancras Way in Camden. It's quite a nice little pub, and they do acoustic nights there.
I am.
And I went there with a couple of friends to see one guy in particular, Gallery 47. He was really good. I definitely think he's worth a listen. He's a sort of... his MySpace calls him an acoustic experimental alternative, you know, a classic MySpace genre.
How experimental can you be with an acoustic guitar?
Well, he's got a pretty expensive acoustic guitar. Let's just put it this way. He's got a 12-string acoustic guitar, but he's only got 6 strings on it. That's how crazy he is.
What's the point?
Because it's the best guitar he could find.
Okay.
What? Apparently.
It's the best guitar he could find, and then he decided to make it worse.
Basically, I think it's something like that. But he's very good. Very good voice.
All right. And how was everyone else there that night?
There were some pretty good people and some pretty insane people. I think after him, there was quite a good folky girl. She was called, I can't remember, Emma Grace. No, Karen Grace. She was quite good. But I think the problem with her was she was a little bit too Joanna Newsom-esque.
Yeah.
She was still good for what she is. And then after her was a crazy drunken Scottish girl who I loved. She was brilliant. She was last on.
Did she not get booed?
No, everyone loved her. She was brilliant because she got the crowd going. And she was playing a piano, a keyboard, and she kept on fluffing her notes and stuff. And then halfway through a song, she forgot the entire song, skipped to the end, and they couldn't even remember the end. That song. Two bars. I just said, "That's it, I'm off." Like, took a swig of a wine and went off the stage.
Sweet. Sounds like a good show.
It was quite good.
Anyway, you've chosen the song for us. What is it?
It's Friendly Fires, Jump in the Pool, I do believe. Quite a nice little band.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're probably quite good live, I've heard.
I've not been to see them live. No, I do want to see them. But
yeah, they're probably quite good. Anyway.
They are on tour at the moment, though.
Oh, yeah. Is that why you chose them?
Yes, because it's in transit.
Good. All right. We'll be back in a minute.
Jump in the pool.
wasn't ready for the end of that one. All right. For Stefan, that song was Jump in the Pool by Friendly Fires, DeSalle's pick. Indeed, I think it went down pretty nicely on a Sunday afternoon. So, what are we going to talk about? Oh, are you excited for Oliver Bazzi-Ray in the studio next week?
Oh, I am excited for Ollie Bazzi-Ray. He's a classic, a former UCL man himself.
He's defected to Kings, unfortunately.
Ooh.
But we're still going to let him on the campus for one day only to see if he's worthy of the Rare FM studio to grace the airwaves of In Transit. We're gonna try and turn him into an indie music fiend, but I don't think it's gonna be.
I think he's going for the street look these days.
Oh, the street look! But it doesn't matter what you look like; it's what you listen to, especially when it's on the radio. On the radio, you can't even see what he looks like.
Exactly, he could be anyone on the radio.
He could be. He could pretend to be a sex god extraordinaire, but even his
voice
would
give
more. He
wouldn't have to pretend. He is.
Oh, probably. I don't know. Since he went to Kings, I don't know. He's keeping his cards pretty close to his chest. He might have about 5 girls on the go. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? But I do believe he's coming on for his rant of the week.
Maybe. He's always got something to rant about. All right. Next up, I'm going to dedicate a song to my brother because he said I should have a theme tune, and he suggested Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring, which... Well, I am pretty fly for a white guy, but I wouldn't be if I played that song. It's pretty ironic. So, if I was going to have a theme tune, which I'm not, it would be this, for reasons which I hope will soon become apparent.
They tend to wiggle when they walk. The infrastructure rots, and the owners hate the jocks with their agents and their dates. If the signature's a check,
you'll just have to wait.
And we're counting up the instants that we save. Tired nation so depraved. From the cheap seats, see us wave to the camera. It took a giant ramrod to raise the demon settlement. But hi-ho, silver ride.
Still choosing a song. That was Stereo by Pavement. A band who is certainly going up in my esteem. My brother took the piss out of me saying if I liked Sonic Youth, I should like Pavement, who I didn't previously like, but I was like, that's a good point. I should go back and listen to them again. And you know what? I actually do quite like them. So,
they're a brilliant band.
They are good. They were good, I should say.
Definitely underrated.
Well, underrated in this country for sure. Maybe overrated in the States. I don't know. I saw a countdown in an American magazine, and their album came second in best albums of all time. So,
wow. Okay, maybe not that quite that good.
Yeah, but Radiohead was number one, so they redeemed themselves there. Okay, have you chosen a song?
I have indeed. I think I'm going to play Ryan Adams, Nuclear.
Ryan Adams, eh?
Yeah, Ryan Adams on tour, coming to Brixton Academy, I think.
Yeah, I believe we're both going to that gig.
I think so.
It should be good. All right, from Demolition, an album I'm not too familiar with, actually.
It's a good one.
Okay, right. This is Nuclear. Here we go. Nuclear by Ryan Adams. Good tune, actually. I need to listen to that album some more, Demolition. It's got the best cover of any of his covers, I think. Anyway, that's pointless because they can't see it unless they look it up on Google. Anyway, what were we going to talk about? Oh, skateboarding. Since I've got my skateboard in the studio, I've brought it back to London with me from home. I'm going to tear up the skate park in Camden.
Tear up the streets of London.
Oh, and tear up the streets as well, of course. But you know, I don't want to put the other skaters to shame down at South Bank and stuff like that.
Have you ever been down to South Bank?
I used to go all the time when I was about 14, maybe, with a bunch of friends. We used to come up from home and, yeah, made a day of it. St. Paul's is another good spot. I used to go back to all these old spots, South Bank and the like. Since we're doing a music show, we were going to discuss what's good skating tunes. Do you ever skate, Desal?
I do. I'm not a skater. I'm an inliner as such.
Inliner.
The old rollerblades.
Oh, yeah? What do you like to listen to while you rollerblade?
Well, I used to listen to basically just your general skate punk music back in the day. But now, since I've done a little bit of skating over the summer, and the music, I think the skating anthem for me is Kick Push by Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah. Good tune. But you can't really kick push on rollerblades.
I know. But it's just got that entire sort of the attitude about it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Well, I used to listen to the kind of stuff they had on the Tony Hawk's games, Puffer Roach, Linkin Park, crap like that. I don't know what I'm going to listen to these days. My brother texted in saying bin liners are gay. So
gotta love that boy.
Yeah, he's a freak. Anyway, that's enough. Oh, I've got to listen to something heavy, I think. But I'm not really sure. Maybe I'll go back to some old school Nirvana or something like that.
I prefer the sort of chilled out old school hip-hop music.
Yeah, hip-hop. I'm not really into hip-hop, but I could give an MF Doom a little bit of a try out. I don't know.
You've got to go for the non-commercial stuff.
Yeah, true. I've got a lot of stuff I could try. All right, next up, a band who have just exploded beyond all proportion, Fleet Foxes.
Ah, recently on TV on Jules Holland.
I missed it. Did you see it?
It was good. They did a really good performance.
Yeah, I saw them earlier this year in June, and they were incredible. And that was at a small venue. They're playing Shepherd's Bush this week, tomorrow night, in fact. They already played it once this week and sold out, and then they put on another date.
Wow.
And that's sold out as well. And they've put on two more dates at the Roundhouse in February. That just gives you an idea how massive they've become.
They definitely are exploding.
One album and one EP. But they deserve
it. The album is brilliant, though.
They're both brilliant. And, I mean, it couldn't happen to more deserved guys. Like, when we saw them in June, it was such a small venue, and we could basically just talk to them. And, they were awesome. And Robin, the lead singer, is also an Arteezer. So, you know, gotta support your fellow Arteezers. All right, next up, White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes.
With scarves of red tied round their throats.
throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn around and there you go. And Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
Oh yeah, what a song. I remember listening to that while revising at the beginning of January this year, like some 6 months, 5 months before the album even came out. But yeah, you know, I got special privileges and listened to it early. yeah, it's perfect winter music. So I haven't listened to it that much over the summer, but as it gets colder, I can see myself listening to that a lot more. It's a good kind of heartwarming kind of album. All right, DeSalstra is another song. Oh, TV on the Radio. I love TV on the Radio.
Indeed, indeed. I'm going to play Ambulance by TV on the Radio.
That's a purely a cappella song, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to play that live. I'm seeing them in a couple of weeks and I can't wait, but I can't see them playing this one.
I have to say I'm a bit of a fan of it, though. I quite like
it. Yeah, it's one of my favourites as well.
Anyway, here we go.
Anyway, here we go.
Crushing caps, and I will be
your one more time. If you will be my one last chance, sound sweet dream. Fall with me. Fall fast, fall free.
TV on the radio. Good choice, actually. I haven't heard that one for a while. We were just laughing over some of the junk mail in the Rare FM email. If you want to email us at the studio, by the way, it's studio@rarefm.co.uk. And we haven't said the Rare FM motto once yet.
It is. Remember, guys, listen to Rare FM because good radio is rare.
Yeah, it's true. Good radio is rare. Okay. What was in the junk? Just mostly Viagra stuff.
I think my favourite one is buy and take Viagra and Cialis medication. Lose unnecessary kilos really quickly. Joking apart, herpes can really spoil your life. And then at the bottom, try the best fuel for your space shuttle.
What's the herpes bit got to do with anything?
I have no idea, but it's beautiful.
Well, the herpes is not beautiful.
I don't know. Some people out there would disagree with that, Rob.
Really? Are you one of them?
I'm not going to say. There's a small community of us.
Well, that's disgusting. I think I'm going to play another song rather than talk to you anymore. Okay. So Fleet Foxes are playing Shepherd's Bush tomorrow night. Ockerville River are playing Shepherd's Bush on Tuesday night, and I'm going to that. I'm not going to play a song by them. I'm going to save them for next week. But on Wednesday night, Bon Iver is playing Shepherd's Bush, and I'd really love to go to that, but unfortunately I missed out on tickets. So I'm just going to play a song and just imagine that I was there. Okay, here we go.
Holding all the tickets, and you'll be owning all the fine.
That was Bon Iver. Rather nice little tune. It's called Skinny Love. I've just got a text. What was I going to say? Okay. Shit, that text has completely thrown me off. Oh, yeah, you watched Jules Holland. Who else was on?
The Killers were on, along with the most random Jules Holland band I've ever seen, Pendulum.
Pendulum. I kind of watched them live at Reading, but from way outside the tent, waiting for Conor Oberst.
It's probably good that you watch it from way outside.
Yeah, I'm not a Pendulum fan. People go mad for Pendulum. I don't get it.
It was pretty insane inside there, I have to say.
Yeah. What else? Oh, what did the Killers play?
The Killers played basically loads of their new... I think they played three new songs.
Did they play Human?
They played Human with the most brilliant / worst lyric I've ever heard. Which is, are we human or are we dancer?
It is a question to...
I know, it's made me think.
Yeah, it's definitely a philosophical question that needs to be answered. I don't know, if anyone has any ideas whether we are human or are we dancer, can you please email the studio with your reasons for thinking so? Anyway, what's next? What have you got for
us? I'm going to play Like a Pen by The Knife.
Really?
Silent Shout.
I haven't listened to this much, but my brother's been getting into
it.
Them.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. was like a pen by the knife. We're coming to an end, and one big thing we haven't discussed this week is the presidential election.
How could we not discuss that?
I don't know. Did you stay up and watch it?
I have to say I did stay up and watch it. Well, I tried. I failed at points, but I kept on waking up like half drowsy watching the results come in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chris was doing that. I had to keep waking him up. We were watching the OC, and then between episodes, we watched like 10 minutes of the news or whatever and see what was happening.
I mean, classic state-by-state map. On TVC.
Yeah, it's so simple to follow it. It's like a sports game with the scores.
Yeah,
you're like, oh well, it's obvious who's winning because Obama's 300 and something to 180, or whatever the hell the score was. Yeah, it was good. What do you think about Obama getting elected?
I think it's probably a better thing than McCain being elected, but. It waits to see if anything actually will change.
Yeah, change is his big thing, isn't it?
Yes,
we can. You watched South Park, you were just telling me.
The most recent South Park episode, I have to say, is definitely worth a watch. It's brilliant. It's parodying the election campaigns of both of them.
And it came out the day after the election.
Yeah, it came out the day after the election, and then the episode, Obama's won, and it includes like them talking, like the actual victory speeches he made and things. So it just shows just how little effort it takes to make South Park.
Yeah, and all they have to do is chuck in a few swear words and it becomes funny. Some absolutely bizarre plot. What was the plot?
The plot was, the main plot was Obama and McCain and Palin and people, they got together and they formed some sort of Ocean's 11 style gang, and they only wanted to become president so they could use the Oval Office escape hatch to steal a diamond.
See, that is bizarre. Like, all right, this might be our last tune. El Duce is up next with El Capitan. Hopefully, if he's not late, but you know, he's El Duce, he can do whatever he wants. I would stick around for that if I were you. From us, that's it for In Transit for this week. Maybe if Mark doesn't show up, then we might still be here after this song. Tune in next week to hear Mr. Bazzy Ray. And will you be back to song?
I do believe I will be back next week.
Good stuff. It's better than being here on my own talking to a microphone. So this is my song for Obama. What's the big thing that Obama has promised?
Change.
So this song has probably been used on about a million newsreels all around the world. But I haven't been watching the news and I don't know, so I don't care. Here we go.
Waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Change,
turn and face the strain.
Change, don't wanna be a richer man. Change,
turn and face the strain.
Change, it's gonna have to be a different man. But never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Change,
turn and face the strain.
Change,
don't tell them to grow up and out of.
Happened. Did you change the song by accident?
I think I might have by accident.
Might have. Yeah, speaking to the microphone.
Wait.
What are we doing? Should I just put on a random song? Okay, that was so. Changes by David Bowie. Mark's still not here, and we accidentally stopped the song. I'm just going to find the first song I can find, which is Man Man. I love Man Man, and we're going to go with Ballad of Buster Beans. Mark's still not here. So we're going by the seat of our pants now, which we weren't quite doing before, but we were kind of. Just a little found bit a song. More now. Yeah, a little bit more.
I'm going to play, because we're talking about this sort of laid-back old-school hip-hop, I'm going to play a bit of De La Soul, yeah. a classic group, Me, Myself, and I.
I didn't even realise I had this on my iPod, but let's go.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes, or is it just my daylight soul? What I do ain't make-believe, people say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. For me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for plug one and two. But that glory's been denied by cassids and gookie eyes. Think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
No sign of Il Duce, so I guess we're still in the air. How much longer are we going to wait for him?
I don't know. I think we'll give it another 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if my brother's still listening or if he's on the train back or anything, but he requested this. We just had some, like, fresh, funky... Well, it's not really fresh. It's from, what, the 80s? anyway, it was pretty cool. Sounded fresh today. But we're going to keep on with the hip-hop R&B kind of theme with Rhymes Like Diamonds by MF Doom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, yo, y'all can't stand right here. In his right hand was your man's worst nightmare. Loud enough to burst his right eardrum close range. The game is not only dangerous, but it's most strange. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash, but brag about the broker time. Joker rhymes like the issue, just happy to see me trick. Classical slapstick, rappers need chapstick. A lot of them sound like they're in a talent show, so I give them something to remember like the Alamo. Tally-ho, a hot joker like Spades game. Came back from 5 years laying and stayed the same set. Electromagnetic field, it blocks all logic. Spock and G-Shock's a biological clock. When I hit it, slid it to the shitter, thought I killed a goose. Her power use was pure brittle water filter juice. Keep a pen like a fiend, keep a pipe with him. Gentleman who lent a pen to a friend who write with him. Never seen this shit again, but he's still my dunny. The only thing that come between us is Krillin money. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash will brag about the broker times. Better rhymes make for better songs. It matters not if you got a lot of what it takes just to get along. Surrender now, so for serious setbacks. Got get back, connects, wet back, get stacks. Even if you got to get jet black, head to toe. To get the dough, battle for bottles of Mo or Joe. This fly flow, take practice like Tybo with Billy Blanks. Oh, you're too kind, really thanks. To the corner lost forever like, oh my darling Clementine. He hold his heart when he tell him rhyme. When is his time, I hope his soul go to heaven. He nasty like the old time, old number seven. You still taste it when you chase it with the Coca-Cola. Make them wish they could erase it out the Motorola. I told her, no credit for a bag. If you want what they got, then go get it, it's all gag. Only in America could you find a way to earn a healthy buck and still keep your attitude on self-destruct. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash, but tell about the broke times. Joker rhymes like the issue, just happy to see me trick. Classical slapstick, rappers need chapstick. A lot of them sound like they ain't a talent show, so I give them something to remember like the Alamo. Tally-ho, high joker like Spades game. Came back from 5 years lane, stayed the same. Saying electromagnetic field will block all logic. Spock and G-Shock, a biological clock. When I hit it, slid it to the shit, I thought I killed a goose. Her power use was pure brittle water filter juice. Keep a pen like a fiend, keep a pipe with him. Gentleman who lent a pen to a friend who write with him. Never seen the shit again, but he's still my dunny. Only thing that come between us is Krillin money. We sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash, but tell about the broke times.